Queen Mother, my reflections. Miracle of God. The wonder of God. I spring up like daylight saving time. As the day began for me, so bright is the sunlight, the eyes barely peep in the distance to see the miracle working of God. His mystery constantly appears in my existence. Oh, holy, marvelous one, show me your sign of deliverance. Keep me under your sensational spell as I witness your working miracles in my life. Miracle of God.
Peace. Ashe. A man, a woman, that was Queen Mother, Dr. Dolores Blakely. She has a book out right now. It's called The Harlem Street Nun. Her second book's also out. It's the Pilgrimage to Gory Island. Big shouts to Queen Mother, Community Mayor of Harlem, United Nations Ambassador of Goodwill to Africa. Oh man, I felt like we needed that. I felt like we needed to open hip hop graffiti with some of that there. Something from grandma's hands, you feel me? Man, we've been dealing with a lot the past month or few months lately, yo. We've been quarantined, staying at home due to a COVID-19 pandemic. Millions of people are without work. Stimulus checks have been sent out and cut. Some businesses and corporations received millions of dollars. And in my eyes, through various forms of market manipulation, a lot of people have probably gained a lot of money from insider trading. With that being said, now we're in the face of global protests. And you say, no, not global protests because the virus is fake or real. But protests basically for accountability and the police brutality and some type of reform, some justice. I've had a lot of experience with nonviolent civil disobedience and activism. I've had some experience with nonprofit organizations, some experience with, you know, grassroots movements, parade routes and marches and direct actions. So I get it. We're upset. You feel like you want to be heard. But I saw a brilliant video the other day that made it real clear. It was a young boy. He was like 16. It was a guy in the middle. He's like 33, 34. And there was an older elder. He was like 46. And they was all there upset. And the one in the middle was like, yo, check it out. You upset at 16. I'm upset at 30. And he upset at 40. Women doing the same thing for years and years. They keep doing the same thing over and over and expect real changes. Insanity. I'm telling you. So we got to do things different. And I think one of the ways that we can do things different, in addition to, yes, demanding accountability, of course, how you go away about that, you know, demand being fulfilled is essentially and finally up to you. But I'm focused on different direct actions that will lead to more brighter futures in my eyes. You know, like self-sustainability, networking, gardening, self-defense, learning new skills, and learning about the community that's around you. It is vitally important that we do these things. Be open to learning, to growing, quote unquote, enlarging your territory and expanding your horizons mentally, hell, spiritually, and oh yes, physically. We need to be better in all shapes and ways and forms in our life. But man, that's real deep. That's deep as shit. Hey, peace. Anaya's Dragon just walked in from the Positive Good Dragon Podcast. I was in here real deep with it, man.
I feel you. But you know, life is deep right now. We got a lot going on, man. It's real. And it's like, you know, it's so many people just reacting in anger and shit instead of, you know, really trying to find solutions. I just feel like, you know, things are getting worse. But things will always get worse before they get better. So let's hope for the best and move forward with a positive attitude and actions.
Yeah.
Righteous. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all right. Sometimes it got to be real. Sometimes you got to feel your way through it because it's real. Because it is real. That's what it is.
Well, I opened up the show, Hip Hop Graffiti. I'm sorry. I haven't even introduced myself. It's Jahbliss. That's at JAHBLISZ on Instagram, Jahbliss. At Anaj the Dragon. You want to spell yours out?
EINAJ.
The Dragon.
The Dragon.
Don't forget the Dragon. Please don't forget the Dragon.
Do not.
She's on Instagram as well. Please tune in to her Positive Dragon Podcast. It's a Monday through Friday daily podcast. With wonderful affirmations and just positive vibes to get your spirit right.
Because this is the thing, you know, you gotta go into the revolution with a positive mind, or otherwise we're gonna be putting the wrong energy behind it.
Health is wealth, and mental health is wealth as well.
Exactly. You know, positive, we're out here trying to be positive.
Positivity and clarity is
needed. You have to make all your decisions from a place of calm. You know?
Yes.
You gotta know. Like you ever seen when, what is it? Like them ninjas, the one that be all calm, samurai, you cannot beat me. And then the other one be like, I should kill you. And then they be like, but then the samurai dude was like standing there just meditating the whole time and he didn't even really touch him. Something like that.
I don't know. You should ask China.
Stop it.
That dude is rude, man.
No.
That dude is rude, yo. He real rude, though.
He really is.
For
man.
Real. Yo. Nah, like, son, rude. He's, like, declaring war on people. We're under martial law now, basically. Well, I mean, I don't know. We have a curfew.
We do have a curfew.
We were told to stay in that. Now stay at home is going to be enforced by the military because the virus is not
important enough
for the guns to come out. But us protesting, not us individually. You know, my protest, my direct action is different. I've marched.
Right.
Hickety.
I'm not
phone banked. But I'm not stroking my own ego. I'm just saying, my direct action was not marching out there the other day. Definitely not in circles to the police station, getting you tired, wearing you out before you may have to fight.
I'm not big on marching point blank period. That's just me. I'm not. I got weak ankles, man.
Symbolically, the nonviolent disobedient action of marching and taking over a street is planned usually by an organization or a small group. Parade routes are usually established with the help of city council and or mayors and chiefs of police.
Right.
This is usually orchestrated and something that's done on a level of we know exactly how this protest is going to play out. It's scheduled almost to the T.
Right.
However, I didn't choose to participate because I felt like its symbolic gesture wasn't good enough. It's got to be a little more, like, demand for accountability in other ways that we're going to have to figure out direct actions to maybe do. But that's a whole nother conversation on the level of inciting a riot that I'm not ready to take responsibility on. So,
right. I don't think I'm the person you should be talking this over with, because I don't know. You know me. I ain't even set no banks on fire.
Right. With the money inside.
With the money inside.
Oh, my God.
Just set it on fire.
Just let the money burn, because it's not about the money.
Right, because I ain't protesting.
The accountability is not about the money.
I was playing strawberries because you're going to need to eat. You're going to need food. Like...
So here's why I'm saying it wasn't good enough as a protest. If a protest is about activism, activists have to be empaths and empathetic to other opinions, as you are using certain rights to protest or use your activism to create creative conversation, right, to announce certain things. So anyway, you have to be open to know that your activism might activate somebody else's activism, and it might be not in agreement with what you're doing, or it might be a whole nother thing.
Right.
Just understand, okay? So right. Check it out. We're going through a virus pandemic in which you're supposed to be socially distancing.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well,
if the call is for a loss of life, then mm-hmm. shouldn't be the sacred path or mm-hmm. preserving life the greater good, right, the greatest value in your activism, regardless if it's about this loss of life that we're upset about or not.
Right.
So the idea of marching with the cars,
right, right,
the parade of cars, I applaud that idea. It's brilliant.
It's still
maybe park up at that abandoned mall and have a drive-in movie or a concert and have somebody get on the roof or something and really have it go down like that. And it'd right. be like thousands of cars in the fucking parking lot. I don't know. But, you know, like that way the social distancing measure could have also been put into place while something that's taking place to bring attention to this thing that you're trying to bring attention to. Blah, 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 blah. Because then you're endangering all those people that you just gathered together because there's, again, right, a virus pandemic. Maybe. Right. Or is your protest also like, hey, this virus is bullshit.
Right, right.
We
like
are the
most,
people from the sun. It is a beautiful day in Wakanda. And the sun shines bright on us. And we are not affected by this so-called virus.
I hear you, but I feel like...
Or they could be like out there spraying y'all with the Rona, worse. Y'all. They could have been out there. It wasn't pepper spray. They could be out there spraying y'all with the Rona.
That could have been just a way to get them exposed to it. I mean, it could have been a lot of shit.
You know.
Like, you never really know, man. Only time is going to tell in this instance. But so personally, you're calling for people to do what?
I don't know. You know, I'm one of those people that I feel like I'm objective enough. Yes, I love to start the conversation, but let's keep our distance, please. I was already a bit social distancing even before the Rona.
Pretty social distance.
So like, you know what I mean? From like I only went out when it was necessary type right. ordeal. I kind of avoided crowds unless,
always.
You know, I'm just going to a concert or something
right.
like whatever.
I'm always like that.
But like I'm kind of avoiding close contact and being up in people's faces and shit like that all the time anyway.
Right.
So yeah, let's keep it grisly.
Right.
You can stay behind the screen or on your phone. We can have a Zoom meeting or something like that. I hear Instagram and Facebook. We can create rooms. Right. We can all get on in our cars and go somewhere, meet up, chat for hours and hours. But I think, I really believe that if we were all self-sustainable, as far as within our own community, self-sustainable within our community, and sustainable in a manner in which everyone's provided for. So it's not a utopian society, but everybody's provided for in a manner in which there's no disparity such so that people feel the need to eat the rich. Once you're self-sustainable and you're policing your own community, this is going to happen. Things like this are going to happen less and less. He didn't have to be anywhere using a counterfeit anything or whatever because he was at a friend's shop bartering and traded because it was something that we already agreed upon because da 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 da. Oh, that's such and such, boy.
Right.
I don't know.
Sounds like.
It's an idea.
You talking about.
So another idea that I hear about is the blackout that they're having, the economic boycott that they're doing on July 7th. Mm-hmm. I believe ideas like that do have impacts, and we can make those businesses and organizations and those political individuals suffer their own economic pandemic by showing our economic power by doing that. I challenge us all to extend it. Not only on July 7th, July 7th is the exclamation point of that punctuation. Let's start at Juneteenth and celebrate our economic freedom and our sustainability. Let's create a network of black and brown and people of color and people who are down with the struggle that don't contribute their money to political organizations or funds or individuals or super PACs that are related to these people that we know are fucking hateful. That are down with criminal justice reform. We organize maybe things if you're just a philanthropist and you just have the need to give and you don't want your economic right of using your money to the good suppressed. On any day, we'll give you a list of 501(c)(3)s and nonprofits that are down with the struggle that we feel like are actually doing the work.
Right.
So I challenge us all to do that. I'm going to do the work, too. I'm going to sit here and put up a little challenge on my social medias here and gather information to put up a network, a black book, if you will, of, respectable organizations and businesses that if you do need to contribute to, if you do need to buy something, go get something that you need. It's absolutely necessary. Then these are businesses that it's acceptable. Because we don't want to... Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, we need blessings.
Right.
Blessings.
Because we don't want you guys to feel like you can't shop at all. And we don't want you to feel deprived during...
And we don't want to hurt those businesses that are from our community that employ us, that are by us. And I feel like that's a very wide spectrum.
Especially if we're going to extend it now. Just one day of not spending, I feel like, don't spend money anywhere. But if we're doing from Juneteenth till July 7th, I'm down with it. Like, just shop black and try to shop less. But if you do shop black, shop locally black first. So, because you might not be where we are, so his list might not pertain to you, but try your best to shop locally black first, and then if you can't shop locally black, then we're going to try to find some resources that maybe deliver or stuff like that that are also black owned, but we're going to work on getting that together, and we'll probably have it on his Instagram. He said it earlier.
Yeah, check back, yo. Check back. We about to be out of here.
Right.
Hip-hop graffiti, I'm over here sneezing, man. Sneezing. My allergies is going crazy. I've been out in the garden talking about self-sustainability. I got a raised garden bed and some plants out there going. So I'm about to go water my plants and meditate a bit. Peace, love, and light. I hope everybody's good and all right. I wish you love. I wish you the best.